Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Continuing our series on faith, we would like to start with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And it reads as follows. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, my friend, in order to please God, we simply must have faith in him. That's what our title is called today. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. In order to please God, we must have faith that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. And when we accept that, my friend, we have pleased God the Father. There is no other way under the sun whereby a man must be saved, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, the popular thing today is that there's many ways to get to heaven. But my friend, let me tell you, there may be many ways to get to heaven, but I can tell you that there's only one door, and that door is Jesus Christ. You must enter that door in order to please the Father. And Jesus Christ is your only door. Now, talking about faith, we defined this last time. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, people want to have evidence that something exists. If they can't see it, they can't touch it, they can't prove it with scientific methods, they say, then I won't believe. Well, I'll go back to what the scripture says. A fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Folks, if you are living your life basically on the things that you can see, you're headed down the wrong track. You have to place your faith in those things that are unseen. I mean, the Bible tells us nature itself teaches that there is a God. You have to trust in him. This is the big stumbling block for people today. If they can't touch it, they can't see it, they won't believe. I'm just reminded of how Thomas, when Jesus Christ had rose from the dead, he said, I won't believe unless I touch and place my hand in his side. But glory be to God for those that have believed and have not seen. You know, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When we hear God's word, we need to have faith in it. And then once we have that faith, the Bible says he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Once we have faith in Jesus Christ, our first and immediate reward is that we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Once we have accepted him as our personal Savior, he becomes resident in our heart, and he guides us and directs us in all things in our life. You see, to please God, we have to continually have that relationship with him, and we can only get that relationship is through his son. We become adopted into the family of God. I can tell you there is no greater place to be than to be in the family of God. And we can have faith in him. He has been tested. He has been tried. And still standing strong, he is our Redeemer. When you look at all other religions, they all are based on works, on what you can do to get to some called heaven. But when you look at Christianity, it's basically in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that he rose from the grave so that we might have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.